Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
These wins, they go a long way, man. You start believing in your players. And I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago that I always believed like Urlacher would make a play, Peanut would make a play, somebody would make a play to win the game. Well, now we've got a quarterback that I'm starting to believe in the fourth quarter, at the end of halves, can score points.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We love to have Patrick Manelli on as he joins us live on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And before we get to Patrick Manelli, we have us a lineup.
Yes.
As we get you ready for game one of the wild card series between the Padres and the Cubs here at Wrigley Field, Michael Busch is your leadoff hitter. Nico Horner is batting second. Then it is Ian Happ. Kyle Tucker is your DH. He is batting cleanup. Say Suzuki is in right field. Carson Kelly is in center. Pico Armstrong is in center. Dansby Swanson at short. Matt Shaw, rounding it out, he's at third base. Matthew Boyd, of course, is your starting pitcher. We also have a Padres lineup to tell you about.
What?
It goes as follows. Tatis, Arias, Machado, Merrill, Bogarts, O'Hearn, Sheets, Cronenworth. He had the hockey jersey earlier.
Yes, he was.
Fermin, and, of course, Nick Pivetta is starting for San Diego. So those are your two lineups as we get you ready for Cubs baseball on The Score. And in the meantime, we did talk football with Patrick Manelli. Of course, the long snapper of the Bears. He's a Score Football analyst, the longest tenured player in Bears history. Patrick Manelli, how are you on this Tuesday?
I'm great. What a perfect day for baseball, by the way. And lucky for you guys to be up there at Wrigley Field and getting ready for a little baseball.
It is a hot ticket for sure. And we had talked a little bit about, because I was not here on Monday, the Bears' identity, which I don't necessarily think has to be set yet. But the fact that, in the words of Al Davis, they just won, baby. I thought that that was important. Mark says it's not sustainable. And I'm saying if they have to win like that this entire season, I'm cool with it.
I'm not cool with that.
I don't think they're a finished product this year. What do you think?
I think you're both right. It's not sustainable. To win like that, that's impossible. But it felt good. It was a nice win, and it's a good way to win. I said it on the post game. I said it there in the opening that, you know, you start believing in each other. And those wins like that go a long way. And I go back to just the Wayback Machine, right? 2001 when Mike Brown had the back-to-back picks. But for me as a player, after that moment in games like that where you're not supposed to win and you win, now when you get into games like that, you're like, who's going to win this game for us? We can win this game. You start believing. And when you have the same guys in the locker room for years and you start piling up wins like that, you start believing and things happen. And then when you have a quarterback like Caleb Williams, who did what he did in the fourth quarter there, took him down. You know, he wasn't Superman. He just executed the offense and won the game for him at the end, or helped the offense win the game at the end. That's when you start believing. So I believe both of you guys are correct.
Well, I believe, unfortunately, you've kind of fallen into my 2001 trap, Patrick, because it's part of what I build my opinion on. 2001 was probably my, like, because I was just a fan, and, like, that was one of my favorite regular seasons because of what you said, the back-to-back Mike Brown walk-offs. Mm-hmm. Then they get into the playoffs at Soldier Field against the Eagles, and it Hugh Douglas undid you guys. Like, it was just so, like, it wasn't sustainable. Like, there was too much that, as fun as it was,
but Mark,
you're not
going
to win.
I know, but it's a start. That was a start to our locker room, right? That was a start to the young guys starting to believe. Everybody in that locker room starting to believe. So I'm not saying this year they're going to win a Super Bowl, win a playoff game, or even go to the playoff. But that's a start. When you get your young core can win games like that, you start believing. You get into fourth quarter situations. Most of these games are one possession games in the fourth quarter now. When you start believing, that's when things start happening. That's when – you know, you get some fluky wins like that, and then you add wins that adds wins at the end, and you get a better seed in the playoffs.
Well, okay. I also think, Patrick, one of the pieces of this that matters when this team is trying to figure out who it wants to be and who's going to fit in with this head coaching staff is that winning justifies decisions, right? Scoring, for example, on your first drive justifies buying into that drive, justifies buying into that first scripted play set that you have. I feel the same way when it comes to this. Like, the guy who fights for what he believes in and wants to make a bold personnel decision or a bold decision, when you come away with the win, you get to justify your argument more to whomever. And I think that's part of the problem is we're so used to losing that we don't necessarily know who's ultimately right because there's not been a result to make it make sense.
I'll take the buy-in from the Dallas game. That's what I prefer.
Agreed. But the thing to me right now, everybody's on audition for Ben Johnson, right? Everybody is. You know, they made a switch at left tackle in the middle of the game. So they're still, one, they're learning about each other. They're still learning the offense. They're still learning Dennis Allen's defense. But listen, they're on audition. I remember when Lovie Smith got there. He came in, had a little different way. Everybody had to run to the ball. We had a little bit different tempo in practice. Guys were bitching and moaning. And then the next thing you know, we started winning a little bit. And you start looking around. You're like, hey, I'm buying into this man, our team, our teammates. And those wins, like you talked about, they're not sustainable, but they help you buy in. And again, everybody's on audition for Ben Johnson. He has the right to do that. He's making $13 million a year to be the head of this organization and to pull the trigger on guys mid-game and make decisions and to make everybody uncomfortable. And I still love what he said. I want everybody to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's what he's doing. And once you start getting comfortable, that's when you start – you don't want to be super comfortable. I like what he's doing right now, and everybody's on audition for this team.
Patrick, I love the reversal of fortune. It wasn't that long ago that Grody was trying to prescribe you meds. It sounds like it needs to go the other way. He needs to take a little bit of his own medicine.
I know,
because
man,
I'm completely with you.
It's two in a row.
Yes, two in a row. And so I want to explain to Grody, or maybe you can explain to Grody, that when he says things are unsustainable, everything's unsustainable because only one team's walking away with the trophy. We're not in trophy mode right here in Chicago right now. We're just in building a better program mode and letting Ben Johnson get established what he needs to get established. Can you explain that to Grody?
Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, it's growth. I just want to see growth. And I think the number one player we all talked about is Caleb Williams, and we're seeing that. You know, he looked comfortable in that final drive. That's impressive what he did. He looked like, I said it was start 20 two games ago. It's time to win because of him. Yes, there's players around him have to make plays, but he executed the offense. And we're seeing growth in this team. And when you get lucky wins like that, I call it a lucky win because you win the turn of a battle 4-1. It should have been a bigger win. That's growth. So guys are learning how to win, and I just think the growth is overall what's happening, and that's why I'm excited because you're seeing it all across the board.
Go ahead, Layla.
I also want to play. Marshall suggested this, and it was the right decision. I think we need to share some audio for the class. There was a comment, speaking of growth, that I think also is illustrated in the fact that we haven't had head coaches also take accountability like this, you know, mm-hmm. and Ben Johnson did yesterday when he watched the film. Let's all take a listen as a group.
I don't think our running struggles were a reflection of DeAndre Swift. I think he's a guy that continues to run the ball very hard, even though the yards per carry aren't where any of us want it to be right now. He's as frustrated as anybody right now. He's very prideful in what he can do and what he brings to the table. And I don't feel like everybody on offense yet is pulling their weight, and that's myself included. There's a number of things from yesterday's game I have to do a better job of. There's a couple calls I was getting in late. There's a couple things that the coaching staff, myself, we could have coached up better to give us a better chance there. And then there were some things just execution-wise that we knew what we were going to do, but the techniques, the fundamentals, they just – We didn't adhere to them when we needed to, and so when you look at it as a whole, it was a mess, man. I'm just not proud of what we put on tape. I think it's a reflection of myself. I always take it personally. I saw us getting better the first 3 weeks and in a lot of ways on offense, and then this was just a little bit of a step back for us. And so, like I said, the bye week's coming at a good time, and we're really going to be able to take a good look at ourselves and do a little soul searching. It's always good when you play that poorly and yet you're still able to come away with a win. And so I think our guys are going to be able to bounce back from this.
That was Ben Johnson yesterday after he watched the film. He's always a good listen on a Monday. This segment with Patrick Manley, the Bears' former long snapper, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When you hear that, Patrick, especially knowing what you went through last year as the post-game show analyst, what do you think?
It's refreshing, guys. He's setting a standard, right? And it's for himself as well. He's holding everybody accountable. When a coach can point the finger at themselves, as well as calling out players or pointing fingers at players, that's a healthy building. And that's just setting that standard and setting the expectations high. I love that. So to me, that's just refreshing. That's a place you want to walk into every day and work, right? You know what you're expected to do. You know the standards set high. You know the coaches feel the same way. You're all on the same page. Even going back to them all watching the runs last week together, right? That way you get all the coaches on the same page, the players on the same page. You understand why maybe an outside zone didn't go for a longer run because the receiver wasn't sustaining their block or, you know, somebody missed a mic call or whatever. I love all this. This is just – this is accountability 101 and what successful teams sound like and look like.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm sorry that it has taken us this long to get to the most magical part of the game.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Yes, Josh Blackwell. That's all I need to say. Go.
Duke University.
Yes,
fellow Dukie. No, what a play, man. What a great job by the special teams unit. I've been hard on Richard Hightower. They gave up that big kick return. I was like, oh, no, here we go. I'm going to have to talk about him on the post game and kind of rip that coverage. But that's what scouting does for long snappers, right? Scott Daly, got to give him credit helping out his teammate. It's a whole team effort there. Now what happens, guys, long snappers, punters, and kickers, they scout the other guys on other teams. So what they'll scout hang time, all that kind of stuff on punters, kickers. And then the snappers, we study each other. So what he did is he studied and saw that he had a little – hiccup or hitch or whatever you want to call it in his snap, relayed that to the wings and the rest of the field goal block team, and they used it. And it was a great play, man. It was good to see. It's nice to win on special teams like that. And for Josh Blackwell to give Scott Daly some credit. But here's one thing, guys. Don't spread out the secrets, man. Don't share them. Leave that inside. Don't share that with anybody else.
I was wondering if you would think that. Yeah. Seriously.
It was great. But the field goal before, guys, Sherritt got held. They should have called holding. So, to me, on the last field goal, the right wing, I think it was number 96, barely put a hand on him because I think he was afraid of getting holding called. But Sherritt got a great jump on the ball, used his right hand, got to the block point, blocked it, won the game. But a great job by the specialist relaying the info, and good job by Josh Blackwell getting it done. That was huge. It's been the year of the block field goal kick so far.
We only hope that continues with good special teams play out of the Bears, at least improved special teams play. Here's what I want to know, Patrick. Based on what you just heard from Ben Johnson, how disappointed will you be if there isn't a big step forward the next time we see them on the national stage of Monday Night Football against the Commanders?
Bears?
I think there should be. Self-scout goes a long way. It really does. And I think, you know, left tackle is going to be a different different player out there. I think it's going to be Benedet out there at left tackle. Hopefully Darnell Wright is back, which will help. But I think there will be a big difference. The only problem, though, is the new CBA, they have a limited amount of time they're going to be at Halas Hall. So a lot of it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to watch their iPad and all that stuff. So there's not a whole lot of practice time that is allowed during the bye week. But I do expect it to get better. The coaches will be working together. Listen, this is the first time a lot of these coaches have worked together. So this is the time for them to self-scout each other. So I do expect it to be better. And hopefully the outcome is a lot better against the Commanders this year than it was last year.
Patrick Manley, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for giving your input. And thanks for the nice background, too, on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score for Patrick Manley. In his background, it looks like he's in the desert.
Ooh. Thanks, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's a sunrise in the desert. We'll see you guys.
Lovely. Love it. Thanks, Patrick. That was Patrick Manley. You can, of course, hear him on the pre- and post-game show that we do as well on Sundays. That is always a fun listen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.